Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott, my co-host is Jim DeRogatis, and we have crammed our brains full of so much music, there's no telling what will bubble up in any given day. When one of us is got a song in our head we can't live without, we add it to our Desert Island Jukebox. Jim, today you've got a song to add. Can you give us a little hint about what you're going to play?
A little hint. Greg, I fell down a rabbit hole looking for great songs in hip-hop about someone you would think would be the ultimate hip-hop hero, and there were none. I came up with one.
All right. Very intriguing. We're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what song are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Well, I got a preamble, Greg. I saw the fantastic film recently, Judas and the Black Messiah. It is a gripping movie, the story of Fred Hampton, the chair of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party in late 1960s Chicago. What a fascinating figure, and how he was betrayed by the hands of an FBI mole, William O'Neill. The film has a few problems in that it focuses on the killing of Fred Hampton. It's more about his death at the hands of Chicago police as he slept in his bed. An assassination, really, versus his life. But it does accurately depict the complexities of the Black Panthers. Yes, they wore black berets and carried guns and were ready to protect themselves by any means necessary, as Malcolm X said. But the soup kitchens they established, the healthcare clinics, the kindergartens, the food pantries, the true community activism in Chicago, in the South and West Side, where nobody else was doing that sort of thing. A really historic legacy, and especially relevant in the times of Black Lives Matter. So Jim said, oh my God, I'm so inspired by this movie. There've got to be a million great hip-hop songs about Fred Hampton. None are coming to mind, right? Well, 3 hours later, on the Google machine, I am shocked. There is one song by a notable hip-hop star that mentions Fred Hampton, Murder to Excellence. It's a 2011 track that Kanye West produced for Jay-Z. Very controversial, because Jay raps, "I arrived on the day Fred Hampton died." And Fred Hampton Jr., Fred's son, took great umbrage at that. Jay was grabbing for a little bit of the Fred Hampton glory, such as it is, comparing himself. And, you know, Fred Hampton Jr. said, "Look, my dad didn't die. He was assassinated.
Yeah.
And you don't have anything in common with my dad until you begin running soup kitchens and food pantries and healthcare clinics." There is one great song. The greats in Chicago hip-hop superstardom of the 90s, right? Common and Kanye West and Lupe Fiasco and Rhymefest all had relatives, parents, or very close people to them who were Black Panthers running those soup kitchens, those kindergartens. There's a deep connection in Chicago hip-hop history between the hip-hop generation and their elders who were doing this work in the community. So Common got together with Dead Prez and The Last Poets to create a track in 2006 that was only heard on the television series The Boondocks. Aaron Magruder, the brilliant Black comic artist, animated series for a while. It popped up on something called Hip Hop Doctrine, the official Boondocks mixtape. But this song I'm going to play, it's a triple-headed collaboration. Last Poets, Dead Prez, and Common, I think, does the Panthers' legacy proud. And it's the only song I know. I'd love to hear from listeners who want to point out others. It's called Panthers. Part of the lyrics go, "Being exposed to the Panther code made me a soldier, a child of the 10-point platform and rap form. Word to this UEP, UEP Newton, tatted on my left arm. It's for life, because if it wasn't for the Panthers, the real OGs like Akua and Fred Hampton, I wouldn't be here," basically, is what they're singing. Akua is formerly named Deborah Johnson, Fred Hampton's widow, fiance at the time when police killed him. Great song. It does the Panther legacy proud. Why there isn't, 100 Fred Hampton tributes in hip-hop, I don't know. But here are Last Poets, Dead Prez, and Common with Panthers.
I used to run with a clan that was militant. Preparing for war, we studied strategies with diligence. The revolution was our real intent. We had to put our theory to work so we could find out what it really meant. Then I was sent to Chicago, Illinois, the place where the most Black Panthers were destroyed. You either push dope, lock down, or unemployed. Hearing shots late at night keep the people paranoid. In the heart of the South Side, countless died gangsters. Peace to the Vice Lords and peace to Rangers. MCs and GDs, peace to all bangers. Carrying guns and keeping hearts full of anger. From the outside, you could be deceived. It's all pretty when you travel the streets. Projects be small cities where the beast at the gate change guard at each hour. The older generation sing songs of Black power. And me, well, I was reading Fanon and Chairman Mao, so I can change the situation I'm living in right now. Listen close to my people who could really show me how to organize with my niggas, put the system on trial. But the streets kept calling my name, you know the song. Even though I'm a soldier, took my oath to stay strong. Life goes on, some things take too long. Sometimes you don't recognize what you got until it's gone.
Black fists, Afros, Coopers, and black gloves.
That's a great track, isn't it, Craig? But I had a dig for that.
That's a good job of digging. I dug that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Cott. Thank you, as always, for listening to our bonus Desert Island Jukebox podcast. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. And to sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.